Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think we've had some sprinkles around already, but a 20% chance for showers today, highs of 88. Then stormy tomorrow, 90% chance for rain. They're saying some models showing heavy rain, some not. And it seems like now they're very dependent on the models. But maybe they always were. I don't know. Highs of 84. Morning showers on Saturday, 70% chance for showers. And then dries out on Sunday with highs of 90. And then summertime's here, highs of 92. So be aware of that. Ted Rossman joins us now, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, to talk about credit card debt. How you doing, Ted?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
What's going on with credit card debt in the country? What do the latest numbers show?
Credit card balances actually fell ever so slightly in the first quarter. The New York Fed put out a report this week. They found that balances were down 1% from the fourth quarter to the first quarter. So not a big drop. We actually normally see an even bigger drop in the first quarter. People usually have these New Year's resolutions to pay down debt. They use tax refund money to pay down credit card debt. They spend less after the holidays. Balances usually rise in the second and third quarters, and then they usually really spike in the fourth quarter. So we could well see records later this year, but we saw a little bit of a pause in the first quarter.
Do we know if people are delinquent on their debt, or do you get a report of that?
That's something that the New York Fed reports on as well. And delinquencies are an interesting story because on one hand, they've doubled in the past 2 years. And credit card delinquencies are actually at their highest point now since late 2011, which sounds ominous. But on the other hand, banks don't seem particularly alarmed. They view this as normalization after being artificially low during the pandemic due to stimulus and people spending less. Banks feel that the credit card delinquency rate is more or less going to level off from here. They've already seen it slowing. They point to the strong job market as a source of optimism. Traditionally, the credit card charge-off rate has more or less matched the unemployment rate, and that's true now as well. Both are right around 4%, which is a far cry from the double digits we saw during the financial crisis. Credit's still flowing pretty freely. Any sort of cutbacks have been more around the margins, people with lower incomes and lower credit scores.
Are people using credit cards, or is there any way to determine if this is inflation-driven because, okay, I got to get this and I got to get that, but now it costs this, I only make this, so the only thing I can do to plug in this equation to fix it and to afford it is to charge it?
Inflation has been a big driver of credit card balances. That's another thing we should point out, is that these are balances as in a moment in time, how much you owed as of your statement date. Mm-hmm. 56% of cardholders typically pay in full every month. So for them, that's
that
not really
again, Ted?
56% of credit card holders typically pay in full
really?
Every month. So it's not really debt for them. It's a balance that they're paying off. They're getting rewards, convenience, buyer protections, not paying interest. The other 44%, they're the ones who are paying a hefty interest rate. The average there is over 20%. And, you know, that's where it's just so important if you have true credit card debt, like you are revolving a balance month to month, we want you to pay that down as quickly as possible. Pay it all if you can, but if you can't, maybe get a 0% balance transfer card or work with a reputable nonprofit credit counselor. It's just hard to build wealth when you're paying that much of an interest rate month after month.
I had no idea the number, and I do that. I use the points and so forth and charge everything, and then it's easier than going. I like it for security rather than dealing with the, either the ATM carrying the cash around or the debit card for security reasons. I got credit card protections, and I get the points. But when it comes to those points, I know a guy that's in the restaurant business, a couple of people, and they're saying that they start charging, they are charging the 4% because the margins are so thin and that they have to get the money back from that they're paying the credit card company. So here's the deal. Let me start from the beginning. So I use my credit card. I get free points if I pay it all, every 30 days. Those points I can turn into cash and make a big payment with them after it gets to X amount. Somebody's got to pay for that. So it's not really the credit card company as it stands now. It's the vendor who is paying the 3 to 4% fee, right? But now the vendors are starting to charge us 3 to 4% because that's what they're paying the credit card companies. So I would be paying for my own points. Is that a convoluted mess, Ted, or is that close?
That's definitely on target. Yeah, this has been a big issue because inflation has been squeezing business owners as well. And more business owners are looking to recoup that interchange fee. So they're tacking on a 3% credit card surcharge, not really the national stores, but an increasing number of smaller local businesses like restaurants and retail shops. It's still a relatively small number in the grand scheme of things. The Strawhecker Group pegs it in the high single digits, but it does seem to be rising. There have been some flashpoints like a recent class action settlement that on the face of it, Visa and MasterCard agreed to bring these fees down ever so slightly, but it's not really going to provide a whole lot of relief for businesses. There's this Credit Card Competition Act that is pending in Congress. This has really been a crusade for years, especially from Senator Durbin from Illinois. He had this debit card interchange cap that passed more than a decade ago. The thing is, there's unintended consequences, though. You know, it may sound good on the surface if interchange fees come down, but banks may cut back on rewards, or this may negatively impact data security or payment choice. That was what happened with the debit card interchange cap. Debit rewards largely went away. Overdraft and ATM fees went up. It got harder to get a free checking account. Sometimes there are unintended consequences. And same thing for those surcharges. Sometimes customers don't like those, and they complain or they take their business elsewhere. It's a controversial issue.
It's an ecosystem. You touch this, are you going to change something else over here? And we'll pick it up when we come back with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, talking about credit card debt. And y'all tell me at 504-260-1870, do you have a revolving credit card balance on a bank card? Or do you pay it off every 30 days? 621, time for traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, talking about credit card debt and people being late on it and 56% paying it in full every month. Ted, somebody texted in that when it comes to debit cards, if it has a MasterCard or Visa logo, it has the same protections as a credit card. My concern is that somebody has a scanner, whatever, where they pick up the PIN and then they clean out my bank account. And I don't know if I have protections or not. I know with the credit card, my liability is definitely limited. Do you know about that?
You definitely have protections with debit cards. The big issue is the waiting period. So that's actually real money that's missing from your checking account for days or weeks. That's the big issue. You should get that money back.
But it's liquidity is the issue, where you might get cleaned out and then your cash is gone if you keep it all in one spot.
Yeah, that's the main thing. The other thing is that with a debit card, it is just real money coming out of your account. So, you know, that's something you need to be aware of. And also the fact that you have to report it promptly. If you wait more than 60 days on a debit card, you could be out of luck. So you just need to make sure that if you see any fraud, you say something right away. And hopefully you get it back in days, not weeks. But in general, I think credit cards have better buyer protections, not just fraud, but also things like extended warranties and purchase protection and travel insurance. Credit cards have better rewards, too. I think the best approach is to use credit like debit. So you pay in full, you avoid interest, but take advantage of some of these other benefits.
That's exactly what I do. But let me ask you this from the credit card company standpoint, because we hear commercials every day about if you over your head in credit card debt, we'll get you out of it, this, that, the other thing, about the percentage of fees that they charge the merchants. Give me the credit card company's side of this. Are they predatory lenders, or are they just companies trying to make a fair profit?
Credit card companies charge high interest rates because it's unsecured debt. So you're not putting your house or your car directly on the line as you would be with collateral for a mortgage or a car loan. Credit cards do play a valuable role for people. I mean, like I said, the best way to use it is to pay in full and not pay interest. Now, it's more profitable for the banks if you carry interest. But so many people these days are using credit cards for daily necessities, which, you know, I think is kind of a sad reality sometimes, that it is tough if you're putting the groceries or gas on the credit card and making minimum payments forever and ever. I mean, that's not a good situation. If you make minimum payments towards the average credit card balance, which is a little over $6,000 according to TransUnion, at that average interest rate, a little over 20%, I mean, minimum payments could keep you in debt for 18 years and cost you $9,500 in interest. That's not really a pretty picture. But credit does serve a valuable role if people do need to bridge that gap, you know, between now and payday. And that's really the role that credit cards can play. You know, buy now, pay later is trying to fill some of that void. Sometimes it's interest-free. It's four interest-free payments over 6 weeks, but sometimes it is a higher interest rate. There's really a tale of two cities in the credit card world. People who pay it off right away and get great benefits, and others who can become trapped in an expensive debt cycle.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. The thing I'll add, too, is that, you know, this is plotted over a timeline. So if you got kids that are like 8 or 10 years old and you're up against it, they're only going to be 8 and 10 once in their life. So you might get stuck in a position, as I was, going through a divorce where you got no choice but to load the credit cards up because you don't want to ruin your kid's life and deal with it later. So I get that. I fully get that, and I'm not shaming anybody at all. And the other thing is, if the credit cards wouldn't be there, where would people put their groceries? We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mike Strain right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.